Again, 7:07 drop of the puck, 6:30 pregame right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. If you have a question for Coach Pearson, email it to me. It's DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. Wanted to ask you, Coach, what you thought of Jerry York and his milestone of 1,000 wins.
Well, congratulations to Jerry York. I mean, I think we looked up how old he was last night, my wife and I. We just wanted to do it. She was curious. And I said, no way, honey, I'm not getting to 1,000. So I might be 100. But no, Jerry's done a fantastic job wherever he's been, whether it's been Clarkson or Bowling Green or obviously Boston College. And first and foremost, he's a great man. And then secondly, obviously, he's a great hockey coach. So he's had some real good teams, not only at Clarkson and Bowling Green, but obviously Boston College. So, and good for him. And he looks young. He's
he does.
A lot like Coach Berenson, who's 76. And, they both seem to be healthy and with it and really enjoy what they're doing and getting the most out of their players. So good for those guys. And congratulations to Jerry York and Boston College and all the great players he's had and all the real good assistant coaches he's had. And I'm sure Jerry would be the first one to tell you it's not a one-man show. But he's surrounded himself with good people and good players. And obviously he's pushed all the right buttons to get his teams to play well, to get that many wins. That's incredible.
No, Coach, you've been around for a long time, but look at somebody like him, how much the game has changed.
Can I add all the wins in assistant coach?
yes, there you go. How much the game has changed. I mean, he started as a head coach at 72, and I always forget the Clarkson years. I always think Bowling Green. But in 1972, I mean, how different the game is, how much faster it is now, the technology. It's to be able to be – I guess what I'm saying is, and like Berenson and anybody who's been around for a long time, to be able to keep up with the game.
Well, I think that's the most important part,
game,
to be able to change and adapt and because of not only the recruiting but the style of the game and just dealing with all the things you have to deal with now away from the rink more so than just coach. I think years ago you could just be a coach and didn't have to worry about is all the summer recruiting and all the agents and the NHL and major junior hockey and everything else that's going on right now. It used to be a simpler time and, you just coach, and it used to be as we kid, a lot of times, it used to be a great job. It used to be similar to a teacher. You put your 8 months in or whatever, and you'd be able to get lost for 4 months. There was no summer hockey, nothing going on, but that has really changed. So and now it's a 12-month job, 7 days a week job. It's not like it used to be, but they've been able to adapt. Guys like Jerry York and Jack Parker, obviously, and Don Lucia, Jeff Jackson. Guys have been around a long time, and obviously Red, too.
I mean, you've been coaching now for over 30 years, Coach. So you've seen the game change even a long time since the early 80s when you started as assistant coach.
Right.
How much change in systems are there from back in those days to now?
Oh, it's huge. Well, a lot. I mean, it's still, you got to get the puck in the opposition's net more than they put it in your net. I mean, it's still a basic, simple game. But, just with the technology and then the video and how you can get video and watching individual shifts and the coaching and more coaches. And it's changed a lot. So there's a lot more systems, and obviously the goaltenders, that's one of the big changes is how much better they've gotten and also the equipment that they wear now. So there's been some major changes to the game that have affected it. And, everybody talks about scoring being down, but a lot of that is because of the systems. You can design systems to play. It's harder to get to the net defensively, and blocking shots, and then you have the goalies, and I mean it's difficult. So, but it's changed. I think the players are better now. I mean, they're bigger, faster, stronger. Obviously there's always been great players. Like I remember Billy Terry here at Michigan Tech. Maybe he wasn't the biggest guy or the strongest guy, but boy, was he a talent. So you've always had talented players in the game. I just think overall now the whole depth and everybody seems to be a pretty good skater. Everybody seems to play pretty strong, physical, but it's changed. It's changed. And, I think for the better for the most part, but back in the day when you watch some of the film and whether it's NHL or whatnot, I was watching a feature on Gordie Howe and, how no checking and the equipment and the goalies, no face mask. Yeah. I mean, they looked afraid of the puck. It was crazy. It was crazy. So the game really has changed.
Have the roles for assistant coaches become greater now?
Oh, no question. No question.
Back in like McGinnis's days?
Yeah, no question. I mean, just the recruiting part of it is so much more intense than it used to be. And now you're finding players you know, they're all over the place. You know, it used to be maybe going to pockets, you know, maybe in Ontario and BC or Minnesota. Now there's players everywhere. And in the old day, days gone by, schools only used to have more regional recruiting. So even when I was here, first started assistant, I'd go out to Western Canada, BC, and that there'd only be a few schools out there. You know, you'd never see hardly ever any of the Eastern schools. Now, I mean, St. Lawrence, UNH, I mean, Colgate, Harvard, everybody's out there. And you never used to see that. So now it's become a more, I guess, between Canada and the U.S. and even internationally a little bit, you know, people are going everywhere recruiting. It's crazy. So, but it's changed a lot. Yes, a lot more pressure on the recruiting and then also the coaching. I mean, the coaching and, you know, the development of the players. And, you know, the NHL puts a lot of, you know, they want guys to develop. And then also, you know, guys leaving early. So it just created a hole back in the day. You didn't really have that too much. Everybody stayed here, for the most part, 4 years and moved on. Now it's, you know, well, I have a guy 1 year like Juju Arcara, you know, or I have a guy two years like Phoenix Copley, you know, or well, you have a 3 year guy, you know, you just don't know. So anyway, it's changed and, you know, it is what it is. You just have to adapt with the times. And I think that's the most important thing, just to understand, you know, how the game is being played, not only on the ice, but the recruiting and all the off-ice things.
I love talking to you about that stuff, Coach. I think it's very interesting, especially when you're talking about Jerry York and all you guys that have been around for so long. All right, let's get to your questions. We'll start your questions for Coach Pearson when we come back. You still have plenty of time to get them in. DJ at themix93.com. Mel Pearson Show continuing right after these.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, located in the Scott Hotel building in Hancock, invites everyone to enjoy this one-of-a-kind lunch special. Purchase any lunch off Habanero's new expanded lunch menu and get one lunch at no charge. You heard right. Buy one lunch, get one free at Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen all month. Available from 11:30 till 3 o'clock daily. Dine in or take out. In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a wealth advisor, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M 26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work with you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies. More choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stachowiak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Back on the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Coach is with us, and we've got questions rolling in here for Coach Pearson. So let's go to the Mel Pearson question folder here and get our first question here. This is actually one that was held over from last week, Coach. We didn't get a chance to get to it. Does a tie in a game help at all in the pairwise rankings, or is it basically not even having a game at all?
Oh, no, it goes in the pairwise rankings. No, it's, you know, because it goes for basically a half a win, half a loss. So it helps if you tie a better team than maybe a team lower in the pairwise rankings. So it does factor into your whole pairwise. And, and we talked about that a little bit this morning, Dirk, as you go through the pairwise. And I'm on the committee, and I think a lot of people have questions. Well, how can a team that's under 500, for example, I'll use Duluth, be ahead of a team like us, or I'll use Minnesota State in the pairwise rankings? How does that happen? And a lot of that breaks down into, there's a formula we have that, you know, you plug the games in, and a lot of things go into it, like common opponents, how you've done against common opponents, how you've done against different leagues. So there's a lot of things that go into it